Blog Talk Radio.
It's a light day. I ain't got on them about 700,000 words. That's it. Having trust issues, but I've been having way better luck since you. I never true love with you. Told myself I don't wanna fall in love with you. Rolling on the E-way speeding. Friday just started the weekend. XR texting you responding. We gon' go crazy with this money. We do hot yoga 92 degrees. Can you stretch it out for me? I got somewhere to be, but it's hard to leave. When you do it like you mean it, I'm proceeding. Is you the one, is you the one? Then she looked me in my eyes, told me fuck them pussy niggas, they ain't right. Cause I'm riding and I'm dying for you, baby. Got me feeling incredible. 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 We can do exactly what you like, baby. And it's all on me. We can take biking in the night, baby. It's all on me. We been texting back and forth, now it's time to get it cracking. Girl, take it all out, cause I know you active. Did you come to town, cause it's you about that action. Diamonds on my neck, moonwalking, Michael Jackson. I'ma have your body spin like you dipped it, baby. I'ma do whatever it's gonna take to keep my baby strong. I'ma do whatever it's gonna take to take these haters on. Put it on, fuck the cops, I just wanna show you off. I can see your flowers, you gon' take me how I am. Hit it from the back, girl, you know I'm going ham. Fuck the pins, girl, you got me feeling like the man. Yeah, incredible. 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 Yeah, yeah. When you move your body, girl, I'll give you an advance. Girl, you fucking with a full grown man. The way you move your body, I'ma have a change of plans. I'ma do whatever it takes to keep my fucking baby strong. I'ma do whatever it takes to shake these fucking bitches off. I'ma do whatever it takes and you gon' be my personal. Dance, dance, so you dancing like you trippin' for this gold. Romance and we all don't really have a fall. But your passion I hear when you talkin'. We ain't clashing, you quiet when I'm talkin'. Put them diamonds on your head, I'm feelin' J-Mo walkin'. Put them diamonds on your head, I'm walkin'. You get into everything exclusively, I'm honest. We don't need nobody coming in between this money. These niggas already trying to invade the embassy. Good thing I trained you and you got that remedy. The best thing about you only go that far for me. You a star to me. Incredible. 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 Yeah, yeah. When you move your body, girl, I'll give you an advance. Girl, you fucking with a full grown man. Hey, you move your body, I'ma have a change of plans.
Yeah, I know we just signed the deal, but I need my advance on the next one too. They know I'ma be around. Yeah, I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching sides? Wanna come with me? Look at the smile on me. Look at the aisle on me. I do not chase girls, but they run a mile for me. Say she gon' ride for me, I'll buy the tires for you. This game is different, you only get one shot when niggas go file on you. Man, fuck them all. Man, we want it all. Don't get too involved. We gon' knock it off. And to top it off, I'm with all the dogs. It's a new season, and we still breathing. And I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team.
Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake and Lee. They thought I died. I run with kidnappers. I'm talking about kidnappers. I'm talking about murdering niggas. I'm talking about carjackers. You just a battle rapper. I'm an official trapper. Niggas be driving subliminal, nigga. They did some jibber jabber. We take a melee yeller, then we fill it with red forever, ever. These niggas so jealous, jealous. Man, these niggas get scared, they tell it, tell it. I fuck a check up on everything. I bought some ice when the feds came. I bought that big new Celine. I got rings, I got reds like Serena. All of my rings, Aquafina. My bitch, Aquafina. Pluto and Jupiter, I go to Venus. I'm fresh out this store, but I'm not out the cleaner. Who keep the skull, cause these niggas, they
lose. Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. I got a really big team. They need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings. We need some really nice things. We need some really big rings. I got a really big team, man. What a time. We'll be right back.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah, okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to go slower, go faster. Like controller, controller. Like controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah. Like controller, controller.
Y'all up here off me garments. And I'm all becoming a me apartment pool. The girl them on the length and strength. Action speak louder than argument. Well,
but you can't just diss and come tell me I'm sorry. You can't listen to me talk and go tell my story. Nah, it don't work like that when you love somebody. My old flex is my new flex now and we're working on it. Yeah, and that's why I need all the energy that you bring to me. My last girl would tear me apart, but she never wanna split a thing with me. But when it comes to you, I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller, controller. Yeah, like controller, controller. Yeah. And I'm never on a wasting shawty. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they breathe.
Like a boy. right, all right. What's going on? You listening to your man Jonah Bay and his Consultation Wednesday, where you get to call in, ask all your questions for free, and find out some new information. You know what I mean? We got an upcoming seminar going on in Miami this weekend, the Freedom and Trust Seminar, and it's going to be Saturday, September 26, 2020. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at the Courtyard by Marriott, Miami. The address is 200 Southeast 2nd Ave, Miami, Florida, 33131. Buy your tickets in advance and register. Go to makemorecommerce.com. Makemorecommerce.com to get those tickets. So I hope everyone's feeling great today. I know I am, you know. I had to get that intravenous vitamin A, C, and D, and zinc, and all that shit into my veins again today. But good news, I'm not diabetic no more. I got my A1C done today, and I'm pre-diabetic. So, you know, changing the diet and all of that has been working. My blood pressure is pretty good. It's looking great. It's still fluctuating because that's one of the things that's left over once you have COVID. It kind of fluctuates. But mine's just fluctuating between good and excellent. So it's looking real great. My lung capacity is higher. I don't know where it's at yet, but it got to be greater than 60%, which was, you know, a month ago. So my health is doing really, really well and stopping to is perfect. You know, that's what the mantra is. And the whole nine. Shouts out to everyone who wished me good health. Your good vibes is working as well. And the whole nine. So I put in chat a link to C-SPAN. Thanks to my homie out there in Maryland. He sent it to me this morning. It was like, yo, nigga, that shit you was talking last earlier this week, that shit is so true. It verified what you talked about Monday. So I'm going to read this real quick, a little bit. And y'all see what I'm saying. Full transcript. All right, it says, well, shit, I'm going to let it play. I'm going to let it play instead of fucking saying it myself. Hold on.
Right before she left? I mean,
this is a commercial. Don't worry about it, y'all.
Earlier today, President Trump met with the Iraqi prime minister in the Oval Office, where the two leaders discussed withdrawing U.S. troops from the country and combating ISIS. The president also answered a range of questions from the media, including his response to fraud charges against his former advisor, Stephen Bannon, telling reporters, I feel very badly about the situation. This is about 20 minutes.
Now we defeated caliphate in Iraq and Syria, and that has been defeated very strongly, and it does have a different feeling to it now that you've got it. We had it at 98%, and we said, well, we can leave, and then everybody said, would you bring it to 100%? And we brought it to 100%. But the relationship is very good. We have become friends. We have become, I think, friendly. I think our relationship now is better than ever before, but we have very few soldiers in Iraq, but we're there to help. And the prime minister knows that we are there to help. We're with some people that also, Mike and Robert, we very much feel that if Iran should do anything, we will be there to help the Iraqi people. So that's where we are. We're doing big trade deals. We're doing military deals, and we're doing military purchases by them where they're spending a lot of money on purchasing equipment, and they're building up their military rapidly, and we like to see that. So thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister, for being here. I appreciate it. Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to thank you for receiving us in the White House today. I'm grateful for all the support offered by the United States to Iraq during the war against ISIS. This support is built our partnership for the best interests for our nation. Mr. President, yesterday we signed many contracts with American companies, over $10 billion. Iraq is open for American business and investment and for a better future for Iraq and Iraqi people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. So I played that clip to show you that when all the troops leave Iraq, the dinar goes up. It's worth money. All those contracts they're talking about they signed with businesses makes the money go up. Iraq will be independent again with the U.S. leaving Iraq. Which means, y'all, you know, I've been told y'all to get those Iraqi dinars and all that, that gold. And now, did y'all know that the Iraqi dinar is a gold-based money? Always has been. Right? So things are looking really good right now when you was talking about the U.S. dollar going on a gold-backed currency, being a new U.S. dollar backed by gold again, which means that we go back to constitutional law. So it looks like it's going right along with to the plan. It looks like, you know, ain't no one trying to bullshit us about what Trump is up to. But I still say I'll talk more about it when it's over. You feel me? But I just wanted y'all to know that real quick. And, you know, Monday, shit, I rushed my ass through the questions section. So today I'm leaving more time. We got 30 minutes of questions because, you know, I'm doing a short show. I got to save my voice for the seminar this weekend. So I'm going to go to 616-723. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. I'm just listening in today. I'll yield the floor.
All right. Peace.
Thank you. Peace.
Going to 610-983. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great myself, too. You know what I mean? Yep, yep. And I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to us ASAP, quickly and easy. Large sums of money just flowed through the house today. So, yes. Yes. Hey, Jonah, I'm glad you went through that topic today, bro, because mm-hmm. I was going to calling in specifically to ask you for some tips on how to get the dinar. I think I got some funds I want to make a purchase.
Oh, I told y'all, all I do is Google buy dinar.
Gotcha.
And I'm about to tell you where to go now. I get it from safedinar.com.
No doubt.
All right, so that's where I got it from personally. I mean,
okay, so just start there.
For years, most of it I had for years, but my new shit came from there. Now, you know, you can also go on Amazon.com and get some, right? You could go on YouTube and buy some. eBay.
Okay.
But I need
everywhere.
That's going to give me a certificate of authenticity. I can't say that word too good, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I want to make sure counterfeit.
Right. So, like in that, you can authenticate up, and that certificate is the certificated security that we use to make sure we can. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for pointing that out.
Ago, you used to be able to go to Chase Banking and get it, but I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
Okay. Now, for last question for the silver. I was reading the whites on that. I'm studying the whites on that. Just how to make sure that I'm following the guidelines of Weiss correctly, because they were outlining some different values of coins that you shouldn't get and certain stuff
you
like that in the Weiss.
The ones that old ones are called antiques, and it costs you more.
Okay. Them old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I get like a 1921 joint, something
that,
like that.
Yeah, you want to get ones that's, you know, mostly all silver.
Okay. Yeah, man. That was my question for tonight, man. I love it.
Silver. Now, the ill part is when you just drop it or hit it against something, you can hear whether it's silver or not. You can't fake that sound.
Me and my partner be counting that. My partner's good at hearing that. My partner was saying that to me, and I'm trying to hear that sound, but he's real good at that. So yeah, Jonah, I'm with you on that.
When you get one silver coin in your hand and take a regular coin and drop it, you're gonna hear it. Yeah, it's totally different sound. Once you get an ear for it, you'll never lose it.
Dope, man. You and Joey, man, been blessings to my life, man, in this little information. I'm naive to a lot of this, bro. A lot of this stuff
right.
that y'all put us on to, I ain't never heard about this stuff. And since I've been studying with y'all, it opened up like a whole new world for me. So any new information that y'all drop on me, I'm taking it like I'm a brand new newborn baby, man. And I'm learning it, and I'm trying to process it the correct way, the honest way. You know what I mean?
Right.
The long way.
Fact.
The long way.
Fact.
So, you know, I'm taking my
time.
I'm working with you and Joey, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You want to come out of this pandemic a better life than you even had before it started. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And I believe, you know, I haven't even done any bonds yet or got anything. But you know what, Jonah? Just what's off the information. But when I first started working, when I was on child support,
mm-hmm.
I was on all that stuff that they had. I had parking tickets. They were screwing me up for little stuff like that. Now it's quiet, man. My life is quiet now. So
Ain't it nice?
You know,
it's nice.
And that's because you and Joey, I've been hanging in there with y'all. Y'all been hanging in there with me. And I appreciate
that. Yeah, it's kind of rough.
I
want to
let y'all both know that.
It's kind of rough when you first start, and, you know, this shit sound like Chinese. But as you keep on listening, it become easy.
I love it. The words pop out at you. But it's kind of like a gift and a curse at the same time, because what I see when these words is popping out at me, I can't get too happy thinking that I know it, because, like, it could humble you real quick.
Man, you ain't lying.
When you think that you got the hang of it, and then you realize that you don't.
Yeah, you ain't lying. This shit is the legal ease is something else. You know, just the fact that you could read something, but if you ain't in the right Black Law's dictionary or the right dictionary of that year, you're probably getting the wrong definition. And that's a lot of problems with a lot of these dudes that think they know law. They just give you any old Black Law's dictionary. They like using the 7th edition. Like, nigga, it depends on what law you read, and that 7th edition ain't the right one to read.
See? That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. And another one is, like, I seen it. Nope. Another one I seen, Jonah, is when I look in the Georgia codes, when I look in the codes, they got different versions for every, like, different years.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Because if they did another year, they did a revision. They didn't change something up, man.
So it's like now we got to read both of them to make sure we on top of it.
I try to keep it general. I really don't care about their code so much. I care more about the Constitution, because everything I'm going to do is hold them to the Constitution. That's
Facts.
Why, to me,
Facts got you.
I always do everything based on the fact that, yo, this is a constitutional challenge, man. This code right here is going against the Constitution. I ain't with it.
Okay. 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 We can use that out of our mouth, but not on our paperwork, correct?
What you mean?
I mean, you know, when we in trust and stuff, you know, when we in trust and we come in that way all the way.
Well, the trust is in a whole different jurisdiction. Is an equity court. I was talking about,
yes,
like for regular people, people just starting off, you know, Rule 5.1, a constitutional challenge.
My bad. I switched it up on you. My bad.
Yeah, it's no point of the trust talking about the Constitution because the trust is only judged on its declaration.
Yes. Okay. That declaration going on, and that's what me and you talked about the last time I called. And yes, it goes off your declaration. So I shouldn't even have said that, Jonah. My bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I had to clear it up.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Hey, I appreciate you, man. You and Joey's a dynamite team, man. And I appreciate everything
y'all
doing. Yes, you. Yes, man. I'm going to always give that to both of y'all. So, you mind? I yield the floor.
All right, peace, God. Wonderful talking to you. All right, I'm going 719-301. Peace to the God.
Yo, peace to the God. I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flow to us all quickly and easily, and large sums of settlement checks flow to us quickly and easily.
Ah, shit. Let it be done.
Indeed. Comment and two questions.
Okay.
Comment regarding Trump. You know they did the same shit in the past too, right? Where they have this sitting with Iraq about removing troops. Do you really think they're actually trying to do this shit, or is one of them bullshit?
Did you listen to what he said? He said he's removed the troops already. There's very few left, and they're pulling the rest out. So they talked about removing troops. Well, he's actually already did it. So that's a huge difference.
Wow.
And then they talked about doing some trade deals with Iraq, but they didn't. Remember, they had an embargo against them.
Yes,
so now
they did.
They actually already did the business deals with Iraq. Remember, he said, we fired them. It's done.
Wow.
So you gotta read in between the lines, you know what I mean? Like, niggas pumped.
Yeah.
He actually did it. And then he said, our relationship with them is better than it's ever been.
So a new trust is being created. Okay.
You feel me? So you're right. They talked about it. But talking about something and doing it is two different things.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I think Trump is a real nigga, man. As much bullshit as people try to give to him, I think he's trying what he can.
You know, anything or anyone who's doing something right, they're always going to talk shit, say he a fraud, say he a liar.
They say the same shit
about me, my nigga.
Yes, that is true. Yes,
24/7. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I ain't did no harm to no one. I've only helped motherfuckers, and they say that about me. And I'd be like, yo, why they say that? Why they do that? Yo, that's the internet, my nigga. That's the internet. You can put the most positive shit on the internet. Someone gonna troll your ass. Someone gonna say mad. It's gonna be a few people that's gonna say mad, fucked up shit about you. Because that's just
and they
how
benefit from
trolling
it too.
Goes. Yeah. That's how they do.
Yeah, the people who talk shit about you are the ones that benefit from you the most. Like, most of these people out here, that's how it is, man. It's fucked up.
So with the internet age, it allowed people to say whatever the fuck they want about anyone and really say some fucked up, heartless shit, man. Cyberbullying is real.
It's real.
And
yes,
now,
it is.
Cyberbullying allows you to bully anyone. Like, in real life, nigga, you can't bully no one you can't beat. But on the internet, you could bully niggas you could that'll whip your ass.
Goddamn. Ain't that true, man? Let me ask my two questions.
Go ahead.
First one is, where do we get the oath of district court judges?
Shit. You know who went and got mine?
Who?
Hollywood went and got mine and gave it to me as a gift. But
that's a dope-ass gift.
Yeah. You go to, he did that about 3 years ago. That's my nigga. But you go to the Secretary of State and get them. But it all depends on what that Constitution says on how you're going to track them down.
Yeah. Okay.
So just because it's like that here in Georgia don't mean it's like that in California, New York.
Right.
Remember, most of what you do is based off those constitutions. So what's your second question?
Second question is, for the injunction for the trust, should we add the treaties in place of the state constitution or both?
For the, well, say it again.
If we were to do our injunction for the trust, do we just use treaties only or use the state constitution and treaties?
Okay. Great question. Now, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Before 1933, who was the Constitution there to protect?
It was there to protect the people and to limit them.
Okay. So the people were they 14th Amendments? What kind of people were they before 1933?
Before bankruptcy, I'd say they were natural persons because the bankruptcy pretty much. Okay. I get it.
Right. The Constitution
I get
was
it.
Made for natural persons. This is why when he put his property in the trust, they hit him back and said, yo, you ain't paying no taxes on your houses. Because
homestead exemption, okay.
Under the Homestead Act, your trust.
And this shit goes deep, yo.
Your 14th Amendment straw man is not protected by the Constitution.
Man, and you've been talking about this for such a long. These principles stick. They stay. They don't change. They're like maxims, yo. That's crazy. Okay, that's why we find the older ones before 1933 to use as a
You feel me?
Okay. All right. Peace to the guy, yo.
Peace to the God. All right, I'm going to 562-588. Peace to the God. Peace. Barely, you sound so low, far away.
Nah, you know what? I'll catch you next time. That's better. Okay. All right. Well, I'm happy to hear, you know, you're coming over that diabetic, that hill, that little mountain.
Yeah, and, I told you I was going to heal myself. I don't give a fuck what they do to me. I'll do what I need to do to be healthy. You know what I mean?
Great to hear, man. Good thing I wanted to catch y'all in Miami, but I think I'm gonna save up, try to bring you out here to Cali.
Okay.
We're getting a venue together, but
so they don't have restrictions on how many people can gather there.
Not really, you know. And then, I mean, they do and they don't. I mean, the hotels is different, but we're going to do it like at a community center.
Oh, that's perfect. No restrictions there.
Yeah. And where I'm at in Orange County, they're kind of like rebellion with it, kind of.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, man, it's wonderful. It's good to hear you feeling better. And I had a question.
So did you pick up your gold, silver, and the Iraqi dinar, man, or you been bullshit?
No doubt, man. That's solid, man. And yeah, that cling, you can hear the cling of the gold and the gold sounds different than silver.
Yeah.
It's like, I told my mom, like, pick up that quarter. You could look at that one quarter, and it has, you can see on the side it has more silver. Like, listen to it. It sounds different. Yep.
Sounds totally different. And a lot of people never had real money, so they don't know that it has a sound, a feel. It feels different. Sounds different.
Yeah, the vibration changes, the energy shifts.
Exactly. But it's real important y'all pick these things up so you can be doing better when this new system comes. Yo, it's going to be mad money that changes. They said it's going to be the biggest exchange of wealth ever with this new system. Now, it's up to you if you're going to be a part of the people that, you know, benefit from.
Exactly. You got to take that step. That first step is the hardest.
Yes, sir.
But it gets you on. I would tell
y'all, man, you know, if you ain't got money for the gold or you ain't got money for the silver, at least pick up some dinars, some yen, or some shit. You know, give yourself a fighting chance to get paid.
Yeah. The way. Yeah. If you got love, just express your love in terms of commitment to that.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, you're the only one that's going to help yourself. There ain't no one else out there to help
you. That's it. And, I've been talking you up with my nephews, and, you know, they're inspired. I got a nephew that he's kind of like running, from state to state, on something that he did, but and he knows that he's under suspicion. Try to do like some of those setups, on some cat, I guess. He didn't like too much, but and you know he had a little job and everything and.
Right.
And and then he left. You know, he left and went to another state, and he's just not sure what to do. So I'm like trying to give him the, what would you, since you're good with the path of least resistance, what would be the quickest way? Like, I'm not really sure if it's like, you know, get into a truck that, or what's
going on with him?
Well, you know, he's not, like, he knows, like, the detective draft. And
Dude, does he have his injunction done?
No, that's what I was in
the... He needs to do an injunction. First thing he needs to do an injunction where he lives now.
Okay.
All right.
Does that have to do with, because this is not like a... traffic or, and this is like actual nobody got hurt, but it's like, and he's under suspicion. It's not that he was arrested or supposedly.
Listen,
yeah.
Injunction keeps you out of trouble. You understand? When they just step in directly to the 14th Amendment, they can charge you with whatever. They don't have to prove shit. The injunction stops them from just trying to do whatever. But yo, Nick, they could barely hear you, so I'm gonna let you go. Call me from a better phone next week.
You got it. All right.
Hi, peace, dog. All right, I'm going to 612-730. Peace to the God. Peace. 612-730. Now here's the ill part. One, I move on, then they're gonna be like, oh. All right, I'm going to 1-9-9-4-6. Peace to the God. Peace. Hello? 619-946. But you dudes don't even know their own phone number. All right, I'm moving on. I'm going to 213-675. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. What's up?
What's hood?
Man, so what's up, Jonah?
I'm chilling, man. What's up with you? You the only one that's paying attention to that farm.
Nah, no, I was over here cracking up, trying to finish this little food I was eating right now before you had got to me. Cause
oh,
I already knew.
Man, I'm hungry,
I was like,
too.
Watch what I'm eating.
Yo.
Yeah,
man,
I'm just over here just chilling, man.
Wait to
get
off the phone to eat right now.
Well, yeah, let me make it quick then.
you don't have to make it quick. Get it in, man.
I had a question about I know you did a show on it. I can't find it right now, but
right.
I was trying to find out how would I move the case to the federal court.
Oh, you do the diversity clause. So who's coming out?
Diversity clause. Well,
who's
basically it's a DWI traffic stop. Basically, instead of being alcohol, they trying to put it on as the weed, basically. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, so
I put in the rule 5.1 early.
I would put in the constitutional question and move to remove it then.
Okay, because I know you did a show on this, right, where you was breaking it down.
Yeah, I did.
I was just telling you, I don't have to go in the archives again.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where it is either, man. Over the years, I just talk about so much shit, man. God damn.
No, I know. Yeah, there's so many in there. And then,
federal rule on removal, case removal.
Okay. Yeah, I was
hold on.
Right now, I was just, okay. Remove case federal court.
Yeah, you know, it was fast on my mind, you know, when it's Rule 11, but you go to 28 U.S.C. 1446.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Procedure
mm-hmm.
for removal of civil actions. All right. I got it locked back in. Yeah, that was the only question. And what else? I was going to ask you one more. I was trying to, damn. I can't think of it right now, but yeah, that was basically it, man. It's good to hear you sounding better. The energy is every time you on, you sound like it's getting up more and more, man. So
no doubt.
Back to that regular JV.
I'm working on it. I'm perfect health again. You know what I mean? They could knock me down, but they can't keep me down.
Right. It's the only way up,
you
man. That's
saying?
All I see right now
but
going
yeah,
on.
This is
the way the
whole
planet is moving.
This is the whole rule. Notice I ain't feed you no bullshit because I didn't really remember it all the way. I give you the law. This is what Jonah Bay do, so you know you're doing it right.
Yeah. That's right. Rule 11 of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure
mm-hmm.
containing a short and plain statement
I
of grounds for removal
to
together with
ways.
A copy of all process.
Yeah, 28 U.S.C. 1446, or you go to Rule 11. You know what I mean? Whichever one you want to use.
Yeah, this is right.
Right from
it's crazy
state
you
court
see,
into the district court.
No. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what I'm saying, man. They out here playing around trying to follow this other stuff. It takes me back to an old clip. I was laughing because I was like, it's an old Bobby Hemming clip where he's saying, you fucking around out here with these more, that shit going to get you locked up. But I was thinking like, damn, on the updated. But I'm like on the updated. You go ahead. They're gonna have to say, well, you fuck around with them JVs.
That Jonah Bay, that Joey Bounce. That shit ain't gonna happen to you. You know? But yeah, man, you know, that's, I was like, damn, yeah, that, these people.
You know, he talking about them Temple Moors.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I know exactly what he meant, because I agree.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit, but you can fuck around with Taj Tariq Bey. He ain't no Temple Moor, and that nigga get you locked up too. He'll be.
Yeah, because I'll be honest about it. I had an RV Bay card, and one time, I standing on my square, and it went through. The
what?
Other time, it didn't. They snatched my ass up out the car, threw me in the cuffs, put me in the back seat.
Yeah,
you know,
that
so.
Was some cop that just didn't want to fuck with it. You know what I mean? I don't want to fuck with this. Let him go. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, he told me straight up. He said, you know, I know about that and I know what's going on. I'ma let it roll right now, but somebody else that's from my station or wherever else, they might not do that. They're gonna hem you up.
Exactly.
So, you know. It's like not exactly
that got hemmed up, then let go. Like, you one of the few I've heard that story from. He got let go one time. You know what I mean? Most people get hemmed up right away, first time. And they keep that card.
Yeah, he handed it back. Another one, he wanted to go ahead and write the whole ticket and everything. He was like, well, I'm writing the ticket anyway. You know?
Right.
So, I mean, it's what happened? Phone breaking up.
Yeah, your phone broke up a little bit. What were you saying?
Oh, it's kind of similar to how they approach, you know. But 90% of the time with the injunction, they leave you alone. Other times, they're just trying to find out who you are.
90% of the time, they leave you alone. But if you meet a racist motherfucker, I ain't got no remedy for that.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really do. You know what I mean? You just have to just go ahead and be quiet. You know, take it
to
court.
You can't beat that old boys network. When they know they can do whatever the fuck they want and they ain't going to get in trouble for doing it, they'll just do it.
Yeah.
And I tell
you. Yeah, I had one tell me.
Go ahead.
With this situation that I'm trying to move over, that he told me, they had a few of the officers there, Highway Patrol, actually. They was like, one of them was so-called black. And I was like, man, I ain't even trying to play the game. He's like, oh, what you going to say because you black? Because I'm blue. He straight up told me that. I was like, I wasn't going to say I'm black, but you just told me you blue, but I don't see any colors here, so I don't know what you're talking about. But that's where he stood, you know what I mean? He was supposed to be a brother.
I don't deal with color.
You know, but like they say. Yeah, I just had to be quiet, you know. So that's why I'm just going ahead and move it to the federal court and handle that like that.
Never debate and argue with these niggas on the side of the road. Your life is in danger.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I told him straight up from the beginning. I was like, man, I don't trust this. This is on the side of the freeway. You know, it's only y'all. And ain't no other cars moving. It's late at night right now. I'm just trying to get home right now. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm going to handle this. Go ahead and get this W. I'll let you know about it later.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. Peace, Carl.
All right, peace to the God. Appreciate you.
All right, I'm going 619-946. Peace to the God. Peace. Hello? 19946. I'm out. 702-807. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God.
Peace, God.
Hey,
how are
Jordan.
You?
Yeah, wonderful, magnificent, and great, you know.
Ah, shit.
Great to hear your voice.
Yo, you better hurry up. We got 3 minutes. Hurry up. Get it in.
Go on, man. Listen, man. Listen, man. Look, people gotta realize, man. Look, you create the jurisdiction, man. We have the power to move it. Always do. Wherever. We come in. You always told us that, bro. We always have to move it to that jurisdiction.
Yes, sir.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Period. Point blank. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's already there. Like, said, bro, you taught that shit so long ago. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I told him I barely remember, but hold on. Let me tell you how I get to find the code, and I told him what to put in. There it is. But, you know, there's a lot of new people, and, you know, we got over 1,000 things in the archives, especially on SoundCloud, right? 1,000 shows. Right. They ain't going to be able to find that shit. So eventually, I'm going to have to go back and teach something like that. All over.
Now, no doubt, of course. Now, this is another question I wanted to ask you, because if anybody knows this answer, you do. And what I'm asking you is, have the people that are doing the injunction in different states, are they really getting through, or are they having some backlash? Because, you know, you have started to pour
holes. Check it.
Right here.
From the second year that people was using the injunction, they started doing this bullshit. One of the sheriffs will do it, or one of the secretary of state will do it. They'll write you back and say, if you need some legal advice, I suggest you go get some legal advice and all that. So they act like it's not working. It still goes through. It still works. Don't listen to that letter. It be some nigga that you didn't even write that comes back and sends you that letter. That's the shake and bake. That's the Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, that's how to put the Puffy remix on.
Yeah. But, yo, that's our show, man. Thanks for the question. I'll talk to y'all again next week when I get back from the seminar this weekend in Miami. For more information on the upcoming seminar, go to makemorecommerce.com. More is spelled M-O-O-R, makemorecommerce.com. Peace. We out of here.